Unit 4, Recording 6.
Magda, many of my students are too shy to speak in front of the class. They worry about making mistakes.
Yes, this is a common problem. Teachers should give students time to prepare. Tell them the question and give them a few minutes to think about what they'll say. They can take notes first.
That's a good idea.
Also, let them practice in groups before they speak in front of everyone. This'll give them confidence.
Yes, you're right. I do usually give them a chance to practice first. Now, what about those students who have problems listening to English?
Problems listening, that's common too.
Native speakers, for example, people from the UK or Australia or the States, speak really fast and it's difficult to understand them.
Yes, students should practice listening to native speakers. Fortunately, if they have the internet, there are lots of opportunities. They can listen to the news and to podcasts. But even better is to go on YouTube and watch film clips. When we can see the people speaking, it makes it easier. We can watch the mouth and the hands and the body language, and it helps us to understand.
And using subtitles? Some teachers say we shouldn't use them, ever.
I'm not sure that's a good idea. Subtitles can be a real help. Students can see the differences between the spelling and the pronunciation of words. They can see which words are swallowed.
I suppose so.
For me, students should use subtitles maybe the second time they watch.
Okay. And what about students' pronunciation? They have a lot of problems.